Almost universally, ancient texts, prophecies, in these traditions, there is a reference to a mode of prayer. And again, this mode of prayer transcends science, religion, and mysticism as we know it today. We're reminded that it's a highly sophisticated technology that we embody as an awareness, as a consciousness. It's less about an outward expression and more about something we become. We're reminded that we have today and have always had direct access to the creative forces of our world through this inner technology that we call prayer. The ancient Essenes, in texts now that have been translated directly from the Dead Sea Scrolls, begin to describe this technology to us in the only words that they had, the only words of their time. They begin by reminding us that we live in three places. We experience this world through three modes of experience. They say three are the dwellings of the sons and daughters of man. No one may come before the face of the Creator or the God who knows not peace in each of these three: body, thought, and feeling. And they go on to describe body essentially as what they equate with emotion. They viewed emotion as being experienced in our bodies. So this is the beginning of a technology, and this is the first time in any of the ancient traditions I've seen this so concise, so clearly broken out and referenced in such a way that it allows us to go in and actually address them individually and merge them into a common technology. So we live in body, thought, and feelings. Now they go on to say that when these three become as one, when we find a way in our lives to reconcile our feeling world, our emotional world, and our thinking world into a single directive force in our world, that's when you say to the mountain, "Mountain, move away," and the mountain will move away. It has to move away. And this is the beginning of the Essene technology where they're sharing with us prayer. From their perspective, the ancient Essenes had a wonderful worldview and life view, very simple, very eloquent. They essentially view our bodies, the human form, as a mirror of parameters that we live in our lives. They defined six parameters. They said that our body simply is a resonator. It's a mirror of these parameters. When something occurs in our bodies that we choose to change, we simply look to one or some combination of these six parameters to change. The parameters are thought, feeling, and emotion, breath, nutrient, and movement. Well, through the ancient technology of prayer, we've addressed three of those parameters because prayer, of the many ways it may be defined, is the combination of a particular quality of thought, feeling, and emotion. So prayer may be defined as just that. It's a quality of thought, feeling, and emotion that allows us to tune our biological circuitry. Western researchers now view every cell in our body as a minute electrical circuit that transmits, receives, it stores, it is capacitance, it's resistance, vector energy, scalar energy. These tiny circuits. Prayer allows us to tune our biological circuitry to creation. It's how we find ourselves either in tune or out of tune with the nature and the world that surrounds us. So from this perspective now, we're invited to allow for the possibility that prayer transcends religion. And I'm just amazed as I travel to cities throughout the West, how deeply ingrained within individuals and families and groups the concept remains that prayer somehow is religious in nature. And I'll invite you, if you haven't done so already, to find your own journey and explore through these ancient traditions and these texts, now as the translations become available, and demonstrate this for yourself, that prayer is a communion between humans and the forces of this world. It transcends religion, and you begin to see where religions and religious dogma and the rules and the regulations were built around this technology. But prayer transcends science in the true sense of the Western world of science today, because prayer allows for possibilities that science cannot explain through the rigid dogma of the science that we see today. On the one hand, On the other hand, it's that rigid dogma applied in its completeness, in its entirety, that I believe will lead the Western world into the place where, once again, we're not discovering anything. We're simply redefining it in a language we're comfortable with. So it is that rigidity, that dogma, that will lead science into the place where they witness today phenomena they cannot account for. Their understanding of prayer, I believe, then will flesh out our understandings of our world and allow us to embrace an even greater worldview. Prayer transcends the mystical traditions as well. It's more than simply mysticism. It's all of these perhaps combined and bring us to a point where we may launch forward into a new wisdom that has no name as yet. What we can say is that prayer is an ancient and highly sophisticated vibratory technology. When I say that prayer transcends science, I'm often asked precisely what I mean by that. Perhaps some of the best examples come from the world of physics. And as I've studied some of the works of the great physicists, Max Planck, for example, what a brilliant man, a very brave man. When he accepted his Nobel Prize in physics, he made a statement during his acceptance speech that shocked the scientific community. And it was a tremendous insight into the place where physics had led him in his life. Essentially, what he said was that as a man who has spent his entire life studying matter, I can tell you this much. Max Planck said, there is no matter as such. Our entire world is made of succeedingly smaller patterns of vibratory fields, nested one within another within another. And beneath these fields, we must assume that there is an intelligence or a mind, and we call that creative force God. And one of the reasons he and other physicists have found these dilemmas in physics, especially in the quantum world, is because they reach a point in the subatomic world where the laws of physics appear to break down and something else begins to happen. The random principles, the way that forces interact with one another, there's something happening there. There's an element that's missing. Einstein knew this, and he referenced it many times as well. Perhaps as another example, let me just give you one more brief example, and we'll come back and explore this in more detail. It wasn't that long ago, there was a lot of discussion about a new form of energy that we called cold fusion. Cold fusion was in all the science magazines, the tech journals, and all of a sudden we stopped hearing quite as much about it. You'll still see articles every once in a while, and not as much. One of the problems with cold fusion is that the experiments did not work predictably every time they were carried out. Sometimes the cold fusion would occur, sometimes it wouldn't. And it took a group of very insightful researchers to actually go forward with a scientific method of control samples and experimental samples. And what they discovered was a surprise to them as well as the other researchers who were working. They discovered that when a team of researchers is in the room with a cold fusion experiment and that team expects the cold fusion to be successful, more often than not, it is. And when a team of skeptical researchers were in the room and they doubted that the cold fusion would work, more often than not, it did not. And the statistics were so high, they said there's something is happening here. And what it led them to understand was that their expectation of success or failure, their thought, feeling, and emotion was playing a role in the outcome of the experiments. And now we know that thought, feeling, and emotion are digitally measurable vibratory templates. They're a thing. They interact with our world. Prayer is the union of thought, feeling, and emotion. Prayer is a specific quality, a parameter of these thought, feelings, and emotions, allowing us to interact with the forces inside of our body as well as those beyond our body. So once again, prayer becomes considered as a very sophisticated technology.